Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Day 4 of turkey leftovers. And no, I'm not sick of them.
Well, it is Cyber Monday, and apparently 24 species are now considered extinct. I'm going back to bed where I can be blissfully unaware. Okay, thanks, bye.
What do you hear about the new coronavirus strain, Heather?
I said I'm sleeping, Sarah. Shh.
Have such a good day. The show that wants me to do just
yo yo episode 125, Sarah, in the house.
125 in the easy. I don't know what the significance of 125 is, but it seems like a milestone.
It kind of seems like it is, because it's like a quarter of it's like a century plus a quarter of a century.
Century court. Cent court.
Cent court. Yeah.
It's a cent court. It's a cool.
That's just cool. All right. It's just cool. So if you guys the heck are you? I'm Heather Frank, and that's Sarah Lane over there.
Hi, everybody.
Sometimes we sound similar. Sometimes we don't. It just depends. It's very subjective. But this is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. And never, ever forget, we are all in this together.
That's right.
Welcome.
I was
to
like,
the show.
Never forget what, Heather. Oh yeah, we're all in this together. It's very nice.
Yeah.
No, the entire point of the show is Heather and I, we miss each other and we want to hang out. And so the show is, I mean, we hang out in other ways,
and
but
we want you to eavesdrop.
Yeah, the show is a way that like we and you all hang out together, and hopefully we all feel a little bit better at the end of it.
Exactly. It's kind of like therapy without the hefty bills.
That is a great way to put it.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I actually...
New tagline.
Therapy without the bills. I'm not trying to joke about therapy, but I was going to weekly therapy sometime a couple of years ago, and truly it actually became something that I was like, I can't afford this anymore, so
yeah, it's a big
I'm just
of
not
change.
Gonna do it anymore. Yeah, I felt that it was extremely helpful, and at the same time I kind of was like, I don't have this in my budget anymore, and I feel like I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go end it all.
No. So no, you got like, something like, out I think of it.
Yeah, like for sure. But I actually, my old therapist was back when I lived in LA, and he and I have not spoken in, you know, some time, obviously, because he's not on the books. And I texted him the other day, just, I kind of got a wild hair. It was probably kind of like Thanksgiving in the U.S. and holiday stuff and whatever. But I said, hey, I don't even live in your neck of the woods anymore. Like, you know, I used to go into his office. Like, it would have to be like a Zoom thing or something. Mm-hmm. But what would you think about starting something back up? I'm not sure I could commit to like a weekly thing, but like maybe like a once a month thing.
Yeah, and I wonder if they do that.
Yeah, he said, let's talk. We have yet to sort of figure that out, but I actually kind of thought like this wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
No, and you liked him. You guys definitely had a connection. And I think that's like key, like finding, you know, and I think it's very, very, very common for people to like have therapy for a few months during a crazy time and then stop doing it because, you know, you've kind of moved on or whatever. And so it's not that odd that you stopped. But how are all you doing out there? Are you guys embracing some kind of wacky new normal, or are you still angry and fighting people at the airport? Man, have you heard some of the audio from the people at the airport these days? That's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't really been paying attention. I mean, besides the fact that I just haven't been at an airport.
Talk about mental health.
A couple of years.
I mean, God.
Oh, gosh. And it's anyway. Just going to get worse. Just going to get worse.
It's funny. It's like I thought about you today. I was like driving back from the post office and I was just like, man, I do miss, you know, getting on a plane and going places. But I'm like, I just don't really want to wear a mask the whole time I'm on a plane because it's hard to breathe in that kind of air, like restricted air. I feel claustrophobic on a plane as
anyway,
it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, damn it. Like, but I want to go places. So it's like, what do? And I thought of you too, because you and I both have been sort of grounded for a while, grounded by our parents, but on the ground for a while. And, seriously, like hearing these horror stories from friends and just in the news about how much harder it's gotten to travel with just, you know, the TSA lines and like the, customs lines and just all the rigmarole with, you know, this pandemic. It's like, it just does not sound fun. I'm like, I want to go on vacation, but I don't want to have to deal with the getting there, you know? But
it's funny. I had a, speaking of weird flights, I have not been anywhere near an airport for some time now, but a friend of mine who, had come to the States, she lives abroad, but she had come to the States to take care of Otis when I was, you know, having surgery and I couldn't take care of him for like almost 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. She, you know, I eventually, like, my mom and I picked him up and was just like, oh my God, like, thank you so much. Like, couldn't have done this without you type of thing. She gets to the airport. She's leaving that day, same day. And apparently her passport was expiring within 30 days.
Oh man.
And I didn't know this. She didn't know it either. She's apparently you can't fly if your passport's expiring within 30 days of you flying.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And I was like, well, what's the expiration mean then? Like, if it's 30 days beforehand, then that should just be the expiration.
Yeah, like, where's that memo? Does that go out to everybody? Like, that seems pertinent information we need to know.
It was pretty touch and go. Apparently, she got a hold of the Dutch consulate, and they were like, okay, so you know, yeah, it was, you know, sort of a nightmare, but all was well. But, you know, one of those things where I was just like, I'm glad I'm not at SFO today doing that.
Oh, the worst. I mean, seriously, like, I feel like also we're so out of practice that, like, if we do get into like a bit of a, you know, like a pickle, it's going to be more painful because, like, you know, you just sort of adapt to dealing with the airport. But like now it's just going to be kind of like a shock to the system.
Totally. Yeah, I'm with you on the mask thing. I mean, I'm totally fine wearing masks, but like I you know, to go into the grocery store and then I take it off, you know, and then I breathe air again, like, yeah, I would definitely feel that much more claustrophobic wearing it. I would wear it, of course, but like, imagine, like, you know, I don't know, if I like fly to Tokyo, it's like, can you imagine like just being like,
no,
12-13 hours?
No, I was thinking Australia and I'm like, no way. And the thing is, even sometimes if I'm in the store for not even that long, I guess it depends on like how much caffeine I've had, like if I'm sort of, you know, sometimes you're kind of shorter of breath because you maybe just worked out or whatever, and I go into the store and sometimes I'll come out and like rip it off like dramatically, like, and go like, and just like take a fresh breath of air, like it's like my life depended on it, you know. And yeah, it's like, I can't imagine sitting there next to strangers who you don't know where they've been. I mean, there's a lot of different pressures.
You got to wear the mask.
You do.
It's funny. So my local little market, you know, that I've talked about, down the street from me, where, you know, I always just find excuses to go down there. Like, it's just like a nice little walk in the morning kind of thing. You know, they have crappy coffee and whatever. And I know everybody who works there, and yesterday I, you know, I walk up and I, you know, I've got Otis the dog, you know, I tie him up outside. I do the same thing every time. And the woman who was working there knows me, and she was like, you know, she sees me kind of like fumbling for my mask, and she's like, you don't even have to wear it. I don't care. And I'm like, well, no, I'm going to. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's no sort of like friend wink, wink kind of thing going on here. Like, we all do it. That's mm-hmm. the whole idea.
Yeah.
And I actually was in there a few days before, and, you know, I was getting coffee. So I'm sort of in the back, you know, kind of doing my thing. And this man walks in. And it was really cold. It was like it was early in the morning, and it was just like, it was pretty cold out, like high 30s. I don't know, cold for me. And, you know, so I'm freezing. I'm like, oh, I just want coffee, you know. And he walks in, and he's like in a t-shirt and like flip-flops, which is just strange. It's strange, you know, in that weather. Like, you're like, how are you not cold? And so he walks in and he says, hey, you guys have coffee in here? And, you know, we all kind of look at him, you know, like, I'm not working there, but like there's like two people behind the counter kind of thing, mm-hmm. like making sandwiches. And they're like, yeah, we do. It's over by her, but you have to wear a mask. And then I realized like, oh, he's not wearing a mask. Like, how strange, you know, like I just, how strange that he just walked in. And he goes, well, I don't have one. And they were like, well, we have one masks for sale for $1 right here at the register. And he mm-hmm. was like, $1? Buying a mask for $1? And they were like, okay, oh, well, no. We can't serve you. So he leaves. 2 seconds later, he comes back in with a mask. Like, he had it the whole time. And wow. was just like being weird. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a funny thing where I feel like, I mean, you know, I have no investment in this business, but when I'm in there and people are weird to the staff, you know, I'm sort of like, all right, I'm not going anywhere, mm-hmm. you know, like, let's see how this plays out. I got Otis outside. He's my muscle if I need him, you know, like, what is this guy doing? And it was a non-event, you know, eventually, but like, it was so weird.
Well, you know, there, I think weirdness abounds, Sarah, because just yesterday, I went to a yoga class, and I was hanging out outside with the owner of this studio, and it was like 8:45 in the morning, and there was a woman in the middle of the street with no pants on, no joke. I mean, and she wasn't wearing a long shirt. It was like a crop shirt with no pants, and she was sitting in the middle of the intersection.
I mean, was she wearing underwear?
No. Oh. And like, it's cold. I mean, it was in the 40s. And she's sitting bare bum on the pavement, like throwing food and screaming. And we had to just watch her for a minute because it was such a spectacle. I felt like I was watching like a monkey at the zoo, you know, just like throwing food and just kind of like, we kept looking at each other like, what the heck is happening here? Yeah, I don't know. Again.
I don't know. Yeah.
Craziness ensues.
Craziness ensues. Well, you know, hopefully this is a heartwarming story for everybody. So I mentioned on the show last week, God, I mean, all the weeks are blending together. I don't even know what day it is, but I think it was last week, you know, that, I kind of thought about adopting this cat and that it, you know, hadn't happened, but I was going to go back. And that all sort of came crashing down because Otis the dog, my dog, on last Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, he hadn't eaten or drank for like over a day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he can be a little finicky about food here and there, but never about water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had basically just been like, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, you know, long enough where I'm like, something terrible, you know, and I've just gone through this whole thing with Lucy, you know, where like we went through all of the things. Mm-hmm. So I took him into the vet and that day, and I called the Humane Society, that, you know, the shelter. And I was like, hey, won't be able to make it. Yeah. I don't want you to think I'm a flake, but like, you know, other things are going on. And they were like, that's fine. don't, you know, like, just let us know if you want to come back later, kind of thing. He ended up being okay. I don't really know what his story was. I think it had to do with, I think Otis and anybody out there who has pets, dogs, cats, hamsters, whatever, like, they really pick up on stuff. And I think, you know, the combination of, like, he had to go stay with my friend for several weeks, you know, and, like, wasn't even with me at all, which we've never done before, you know, when I was, you know, post-surgery. And then he came back, but then, like, we were at my mom's, and my cat was sick, and, you know, he loves that cat. And then, you know, she passed away, and then all of a sudden, like, we're back at our house, like, you know, real life, but just the two of us, kind of thing. But he's going to daycare because I can't really walk him because I'm still, like, my mobility is, you know, I only have limited mobility. Like, all of that stuff, like, I think, like, he was just sort of like, I'm shutting down a little bit on you. Anyway, so that happened. And then, you know, then it was Thanksgiving and, you know, we went to my mom's and, you know, had lots of turkey and it was really great. And I, you know, I hadn't not thought about the cats at the Humane Society for a while. And I, you know, went in and, the cat. And I think I mentioned him on the previous show. This cat Ralph, who was, I mean, somebody named him that. I don't know. I didn't name him that, but he had been adopted. He, you know, like, he was there and then he wasn't. And there was this other cat, Kabuki, that I was looking at. And so I went in, and they said, yeah, like, it's this whole, like, you know, you again, like, have to, like, have a appointment and then go in and, you know, see particular cats. Like, you kind of have to know what you're doing before you get there. And I said, well, you know, I'll look at Kabuki again. And sure enough, I mean, she just didn't like me. You know, like, she maybe wouldn't like anybody, but, like, she just, I, you know, it was the same thing that I felt the first time I saw her, where it was like, she just was, like, angry in my presence, and I'm like, this just isn't, like, this isn't good vibes.
You can't force it.
No. Like, and, like, I can't imagine, like, stuffing her into a carrier and taking her home with me. Like, it didn't make any sense. And they said, well, that other cat that you saw before, Ralph, he's back. I said, well, why? And they said, well, apparently he was adopted to be given to, like, a very senior woman, like, someone in her 90s. I don't think she came herself to get him. Maybe it was, like, a family or, you know, a caretaker or whatever. And, you know, it didn't work out because she couldn't lift him.
Aww.
And I was like, that's so sad. That Let me sad. See him again. You know, like, he's here. Yeah, they said, yeah, he's here. So we went and saw him, and he was just sort of like, hello, Mom. Take
like
me.
Like, it felt right.
It totally did. Like, it was just like, he was just such a chill cat, just like, I want out of here. Please help.
Aww.
And so he lives with me now.
How many days have you had him?
Four.
Oh, little buddy.
I know.
I love Ralphie. That's a great name.
Ralphie. He's a really, really cute cat. Also, like, have such a good day, folks. I have not told anybody about this. I haven't posted about it. I haven't done anything. And partly because I was just sort of like, I was worried that it was not going to work out. And, you know, I mean, still early days, of course. But yeah, you guys know. I've got a new kitty and his name is Ralphie.
Ralphie Lane. I think that works. So Ralphie cute. Lane. I've never even met Ralphie, but I already love him.
He's really great. He's a polydactyl. If you don't know what that means, it's, you know, he's got extra, like, paws. Mm-hmm. Not extra paws, extra pads.
Like
on
he
his
has
paws.
A sixth thing, a little.
Yeah. Claw. So when you look at them, it's like I'm like, oh, you have like seven claws to trim instead of four. Like like little baseball mitts.
Oh,
really cute.
That's so cute. Is he? How old is he?
Well, they told me he's seven. Who
oh,
knows?
Wow. Yeah, and is he pretty big? I mean, does he?
He's pretty big.
Stretch out pretty big. And do you know what kind of breed he is or anything?
I mean, he's black. Yeah. He's a short hair. You know, it's who knows.
Yeah.
He's cute. That's what he is. But yeah, I mean,
I love a black kitty. I have a couple friends who have black kitties in there. Yeah, because they, I guess, you know, they're like the least adopted because of like a superstitious thing, but
it's true. No,
that's kind of sad.
Unfortunately, from my time volunteering at the ASPCA back in San Francisco, it's true. Mm-hmm. The black cats, people are weirdly superstitious about them, or they kind of just like, I don't know, like want like a prettier cat, mm-hmm. you know, like more colors kind of thing. And that's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with adopting, you know, the right animal for you.
Of course.
You know, as long
it's
as you're
very
adopting.
Subjective.
But yeah, it's like you're still helping. But I ever since Sam, my old black cat, died some years ago, I was like, you know, black cats are where it's at. So that's what we got going on in the Lane household.
I love it. I have a tuxedo kitty who's mostly black, and I mean, I think my one qualm with it, because I love a tuxedo, but is he's harder to take photographs of. Like, you really have to have the light right. You know, my other cat Ziggy, he's kind of like a very butterscotchy kind of like blondy kind of fur.
He's very butterscotchy.
Yeah, and he's very, very photogenic. You know, he's always in the best light because he's lighter, and it's just hard to get Char-Char in his you know, dream light. But anyway, it's not a deal breaker. But you know, I didn't adopt a cat or a dog, Sarah, but I am almost ready to start looking for my dream doggie. But my boyfriend's like, yo, we have a crazy animal household already. You can't get another pet. I mean, and I'm like, don't say that to me. I'm like, it's something that we bicker about, not in like a bad way, but I'm like, you can't stop me from getting my dream doggy. I don't care how crazy the household's going to get. I'm getting my dog. If I want to get my dog, I'm getting my dog. And like, it just ends there. And then it you know, pops up again when I, you know, start getting all crazy about it. But in the meantime, before I get my dream doggie, I have a family of ladybugs that has moved in unsolicited, Sarah. And I didn't realize that ladybugs are also called lady beetles or ladybirds. The UK, they call them ladybirds. Viewers in the UK, please confirm. You know who you are. But apparently it's a thing. They're just, I Googled it because I was like, this is bizarre. There's like clusters of ladybugs like in my office in the corner of the room and in my bedroom. But apparently it is a thing. And they're just kind of looking for like a cozy spot to huddle in for the winter. They don't like the cold. And they're those nine spotted ladies beetles. They're like orange with black spots. They're not even the red ones, which you normally mm-hmm. see. Mm-hmm. And there's another little posse in my bedroom. And it's like, at first I was like, well, maybe I should capture them in like a mason jar and like let them outside. Cause they're not moving. They're just like, you know, huddled together. But then I feel bad cause it's like cold out there and I'm kind of enjoying their company. I like, you know, talk to them throughout the day. And
it's like how I feel about spiders.
No,
like,
it's,
you know,
no, it is not.
Well, no, but it sort of is like the same way where I'm like, I don't want to kick you out. You're
oh,
just
sure.
doing your best.
Sure. Of course. And totally. And in terms of bugs moving into the house, I would totally take ladybugs any day of the week. Like a big no to like black beetles, because apparently ladybugs are actually beetles officially, but black beetles, no, I wouldn't be as cool with that. And dude, bloodthirsty spiders, come on, Sarah, that would be last on my list, obviously.
Well, bloodthirsty. I mean,
but I don't just up and kill spiders. I think if they're like the little daddy long legs or the ones that are just kind of like hanging in the corner, just chilling and napping, I'm cool with that. They can live with me. You know, I will share my space, but if they are like ominous, like looking and they're staring at me and they look bloodthirsty, they're out. And I might try to make the effort to put them in a mason jar and like let them free outside, or I might squash them. Depends on how like scary they are. But I would like to know, because we have a pretty global audience, which is, I find, really awesome and fascinating. But I would like to know from you guys around the world, do you have any critters who are rearing their cute or ugly heads in your house this winter? Email us. We would love to hear about it. Hi at havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. So the ladybug thing, it's funny because I do not have an infestation of them at my house. But when I moved into where I live now, a friend of mine, really good friend, has a place 10-minute drive away, really close. Mm-hmm. And they were out of town, and she was like, you know, I mean, I don't want to like inconvenience you, but like, could you like check on the house? There's like a couple things that need to happen, and we're not around, and you know, would you mind? And I was like, no, of course, that'd be fine. And one of the things was, well, the exterminator is coming by because apparently we have a ladybug infestation in our bedroom. Uh-huh. And like, I guess they had like, I think guests there that I had told them about it or okay. whatever. So I was like, all right, sure. That's weird. Never heard of that before. And sure enough, I went in there, you know, the day that I was supposed to meet this exterminator. Mm-hmm. And there were like 100 of them.
Yeah, it's
like
wild
up
looking.
The wall, and like, yeah. I was like, oh, but don't kill them.
I know. See, that's how I feel. Like, I wouldn't want to exterminate them. I would. You can collect them pretty easily, and yeah. So mine are huddled right now, but like at first they were like, they were kind of lining the window sill, and then they were like up, you know, kind of up in the crease of the wall, and they settled in the corner, but. I don't have 100, but I wouldn't want to kill them because they do good. No. I mean, they do get rid of, you know, bad bugs, and you know, they're good little creatures, and they don't bite, and they're not out for blood.
Very sweet. And I don't know, like I know some people are just like, you get too many bugs in one place, don't like them. Yeah, and I get that.
I hear you.
And I'm not sure I would, you know, if it were like. In my bedroom, I'd be like, but yeah, it was like, aw, they're so cute. Yeah. I don't think they fared very well at this house.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't.
But you know, so it goes. That's
so
my
goes.
Story.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really think about how many sweet bugs like ladybugs just perish because of our existence. But we won't go down that road, will we?
No.
Not today.
No.
No.
Not today. not nobody. Not no how.
Wow.
So when I woke up this morning, you know, it's been a long 4-day weekend for US folks. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving holiday. And that meant that, I mean, not that I didn't have things to do. I had plenty of things to do, but I didn't have to do, you know, certain shows. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I would do normally during the week. And so, you know, I was just kind of like, I really tapped out. You know, I watched the Beatles documentary, which is 8 hours long, by the way. I mean, took some time, people. It was so great. Loved it. I was just like eating burritos in my underwear and just like, yes.
God, I'm jealous. Like, I can't get
listen
myself
to the Beatles I just for like can't. 2 days.
I'm so jealous. Like I always think of you when that's what I want to do is just like lay around all day and just like watch stuff. I feel too guilty. I can't, I have a problem. Like I feel like I have to be productive. I just, yeah.
It's, well, I mean, listen.
You gotta teach me the way, Sarah.
There are certain days where that is not an option for me. You know, yeah. I mean, today is one of those days. It's like, I got all sorts of stuff to do today. Mm-hmm. When I can indulge, I will. And, you know, it's like we are putting the TV on and we're not emerging for quite some time.
I love that feeling, especially when you're right at the top of it. You're just like, oh, I got the whole day to do nothing.
Whole day. Yeah. Like, so great. You know, you deserve it, Heather. Honestly,
thanks,
like
man.
Treat yourself. But anyway, I so I woke up this morning and, you know, fire up the Twitter, as I do. That's my first thing that I do every
Still,
morning.
These days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because yeah. it's news.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, I see, like, if people are freaking out on Twitter about something, then I kind of go like, okay, let me check, like, the news sources where this came from.
Yeah.
You know, but just, like, it's a temperature check.
Sure.
So it's like, Jack Dorsey quits. Oh, my God. And so I was like, what the hell is happening? You know, of course, Monday, you know, like, emerging from my, like, tryptophan, you know, hibernation, you know, I'm like, oh, man, it's like actually tryptophan. Like a really big story. Like, what's happening? So the point of this is it doesn't really matter, I don't think, why he resigned. Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO, has been CEO for some time with a storied past. Mm-hmm. Was a original founder, was ousted from the company, came back to the company, now has resigned. That's not really why I'm bringing this up, because, like, I don't know, it's corporate weird, whatever. But I wonder how everybody uses Twitter. Because, like I was telling you, Heather, it's like, I use it as a news tool. You know, it's like, even stuff where, like, I'll be like, I don't get this meme on Twitter, but, like, too many people are talking about it. Like, I need to, like, figure out what they're talking about. And then I'll be like, oh, it's because so-and-so died, you know, or whatever it is, you know, or maybe like a sporting event. There are so many things that I feel like Twitter is, like, totally on the pulse for.
Sure.
And I've always used it that way.
And it's like an aggregator, which helps a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I follow a certain amount of people, you know, and that's fine. But I also, I do a lot of searching on Twitter, you know, where I'm like, like, what's the, you know, what's the pulse on, you know, that, like, I don't know, like soccer game, you know, because like, I don't really know either of these teams. Like, what are people like, you know, like, so I search stuff and then I start like, reading tweets from people where I'm like, oh, okay, I get a better sense of like what's going on.
Yeah, that's
there.
Cool. Like context. Yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask, I know you're not like the biggest tweeter. and I don't know if anyone else out there is as well, but how you use it, you know, and why you use it. Because for some people it's like, I'm just talking to my friends and that's totally cool. I mean, I do that too to some extent. But mostly to me, it's like, it is like my like number one news tool.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My boyfriend does the same thing. He's on Twitter a lot and he uses it for news. He doesn't post much. I mean, he has this company that he recently founded that he kind of promotes a little bit here and there when they have like a new release, but he doesn't do personal stuff. He's not that guy, but he loves it for news. And it's funny because I think, you know, when Sarah, you and I were on a show way back when Twitter was first launched, it was our show Pop Siren. And I remember when it came out and, you know, of course I was like, I think that day I joined and I was into it and I was tweeting and, you know, I don't know how long it lasted, but it fizzled out for me at some point. And I've popped back on here and there. But this is really silly, but maybe some of you can relate. But like even in the recent years, I've wanted to use it as a news feed too. And I have, you know, here and there. But every time, I feel like every time I go, oh, I should do that. And I, you know, open a browser and I'm like, or a browser window and I'm like logging into Twitter and I have trouble logging in. And then I get so exasperated that I'm like, ah, forget it. I'm over this. Like they have some weird problem with my login and I've just like, I haven't fixed it. And I mean, this is not a very exciting answer to your question, but I would actually like to use it as a newsfeed because I know, cause like in the morning, it's like, I don't want to just look at one publication cause you're really just getting one point of view. And I think that Twitter existing in this world of many points of view can give you kind of a quick overview of what's happening each day. So you've kind of motivated me. I think I need to fix whatever's wrong. And, you know, remember when we had that, there was that app, it was like Tweetbot or something like
I still use Tweetbot.
You do? Okay. Yeah. So that worked really well for me. Like, I liked it better that it was like in a separate window, but I've never been able to have good luck with the browser window. So maybe I'll try that again.
Yeah. I don't use web Twitter ever really. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I open it for
whatever reason. It's kind of wonky too.
Well, there are a lot of reasons. Anyway, I'm definitely not like out here being like Twitter is the place to like find out all the great news, because you can find out a bunch of bullshit on Twitter too, for sure. Like it's the Wild West, mm-hmm. but like almost in the best way.
Yeah,
you know, and because we live on the West Coast of the U.S., it's like I know when I wake up at, you know, I don't know, 6 a.m. It's like everybody else on the East Coast has been up for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Everybody in, you know, the UK has been up all day. Mm-hmm. You know, Asia, you know, whole thing. Time zones. How do they work? but I often feel like I'm the last to know about stuff. So people have been talking about things for a little bit by the time like I like bleary eyed like get to my computer and go like, okay, what's happening today? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of fun because there is a component of like, okay, what? I don't get the joke. Like, what's the joke? Like, what's the original source of this joke? And so I kind of like dig through stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and find it on Twitter. Wait, Twitter is good and bad. Like, if you're someone like me who's like, I'm gonna like decipher this code, great. If you're not, you're like, this sucks. I hate this.
Well, maybe that's why you like it so much, because you kind of have to do a little deciphering.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like plain news. It's like you kind of have to piece things together by what a bunch of people are saying. Yeah, see, I can't even log in again. Like, I just tried. Like, seriously, there's like a ghost in the motherfucking machine over here.
So strange. Maybe reset your password.
Yeah, I'll try something. Maybe I'll just start a new account. I mean, Hedeville is kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of old school, but
oh gosh.
I mean, it still works, but yeah, it is interesting. I am curious to see. I mean, obviously I was aware of that news today, and I am curious to see how things will change.
Yeah, the CEO of Twitter is still CEO of Square. Mm-hmm. And has named his successor, and you know, everything might go according to plan. We shall see.
You can't stop evolution, Sarah. It just happens. No. You have to be okay with change.
If there's one thing you can't stop, it's evolution.
You can't.
God. You know, I keep trying.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about shopping locally this holiday season. I have always kind of been that person. I've probably talked about it on the show. I at least try as hard as I can. Sometimes it slips my mind, but I try to shop locally and at small businesses because I believe in small businesses, and these people are, you know, trying to do something they're passionate about and keep the lights on. And the only way they can keep the lights on is if we purchase from them. But nowadays, there's so many big box stores. You've got Amazon that's kind of taken over everything. And so it's really funny. I think one of the last two episodes, I talked about how rarely I shop on Amazon these days, especially because I live down like a big dirt driveway kind of in the country. And it's you know, I have a Prime membership. I've had it since day one. But I don't really get Prime delivery anymore. Sometimes it'll take, you know, 10 days to get to me. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense. So I don't use it unless I have to. And the funny part of it is that I can't seem to cancel my Prime account. I went all the way through the windows of, you know, cancel, cancel, cancel. Are you sure you want to cancel? And then I just like, no, I'm not going to cancel. I was afraid to cancel. It's like so easy to sign up for these things, but it's so hard to cancel. It's like makes me crazy because then I'm like, well, wait, am I not going to have Prime Video? Is that goes away with my Prime account, right? Because I actually do use Amazon Prime for video, even though I'm not using it for shipping as much. But all of that is for a conversation for another time. But being inundated by all the crazy sales every year, like the Black Friday, Cyber Monday via email, it takes a lot of willpower. And I swear every year it gets worse or better or however you want to call it. Maybe there's more deals. I don't know. Too many good deals to be had. It is really overwhelming. And I've been trying to unsubscribe to a lot of these things where I'm like, I don't need to be, I don't need 20% off of that random, I don't even know, I didn't even sign up for that. So I'm like, okay, unsubscribe, you know, trying to, because I don't really want to get these messages every day. You know, and there are, I have certain websites that are kind of my go-tos, and I'm trying really hard to be like, okay, I want to get X. Can I get X somewhere around here? Because I recently learned that over 25% of clothing returns, like if you buy clothing online, they do not go anywhere else to get resold. They become landfill. And I found that to be very depressing. I didn't realize that. I mean, they don't, apparently these places, it's just too much money and effort to get them to another location after someone's tried it on and wants to return it, and then just kind of ship it to, you know, wherever to have it, you know, a different company resell it or something for a lower price. But I'm just saying in general.
Says who?
Sam Sanders.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, like I'm not challenging you. I'm just that's all interesting. I would like to know more about that.
Actually, now I remember. So it was Sam Sanders, but it was a guest host, and the whole thing was on shopping for the holidays. And they had a whole panel of people on, like buyers and like that kind of thing, that kind of talked about like the context of like, here's what happens when you buy clothing online or when you return it. And sort of like the ramifications of online shopping. But I mean, I think in general, it's always good to support local for obvious reasons, but it's even more important to do so this year, this pandemic ravaged year / holiday. And here's why. And most of you probably already know these reasons, but I'm just going to reiterate it because it does, I think it's important. You know, this holiday season, more than any other, even last year, will determine whether a lot of these businesses stay afloat. Imagine that like local shop that you may not even like think about deeply, but you use a lot. What if it just up and closed overnight and you'd be like, oh my God, I do not have a local bodega, or I don't have a local candy store or whatever. So think about that. Obviously the supply chain stuff and the empty shelves, a lot of smaller companies have a harder time getting products. You know, places like Target and Amazon probably get priority because they can pay for like bigger shipping costs and that kind of thing. Staff shortages, obviously, it's hard for these smaller businesses to hire people and to make these positions appealing when maybe these bigger companies can pay more. Rising inflation, obviously, and the new COVID strain, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the list goes on. But the temptation to buy online is real, and I'm totally guilty of it. I'm not saying I'm perfect because especially living in a small town, you're definitely limited on the kinds of products that are sold at local shops. I mean, when I lived in East LA, I remember, and I think you were the same, Sarah, like a lot of the time, I would try to go to the local pet shop. You know, I would have to augment some of that with like chewy.com, but like I tried really to support some of the, you know, the places that I could like walk to or easily get to. But here it is a little different. And so I'm way more limited, but I really do try. For example, I needed some holiday cards for tenants of one of my commercial buildings. So instead of going to Target, which was sort of like the easy Target, I went to a local paper and office supply shop that actually ended up having like a very unique selection of cards that like everybody wouldn't have seen in Target. You know, like I wanted to send out something that was kind of original and not like super generic. So
that's,
I thought,
nice,
well, that's,
of you.
Yeah, it's like maybe a little more thoughtful. And like, I even called around, there was like a local like running shoe shop, and I was asking if they had a specific type of shoe. They didn't. It's a small shop and I didn't expect them to have it. So I'm probably gonna have to, you know, purchase something online, but I just encourage you to try it. You might like it. It makes for like a much more valuable experience, and the shop owners will thank you too. But I'd like to know from you guys, have you succumbed to the holiday shopping madness? Fess up. We are all friends here. Are you Amazon all the way, or are you supporting your local shops? Please email us early and often at hiatsuchagoodday.com.
Yeah, there's no wrong answers here.
No.
And I mean, I'm very, it's funny. Several years ago when I lived in LA, I remember like there was this pet shop that was, it wasn't when we were in Echo Park, it was before that. So I was on the other side of the world, but my, you know, I had two cats, didn't have a dog at that point, but I had two cats, you know, and I was constantly running out of food and being like, oh, crap, the pet store is closed again. Like,
yeah,
I didn't plan this well, you know, and people would like look at me and be like, what is wrong with you? Like, why don't you just get this stuff on Amazon? Like, you talk about this all the time. Like, you're always like missing the cutoff, you know, for like when the pet shop closes. And I'm like, because I love the pet shop. I don't like, I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to go there. I'm going to put the stuff in the trunk. I'm going to come home, you know, and like, it makes me feel better than getting a box of things.
Oh, now, totally.
Now, where I live now, no longer an option. Yeah. I can't walk anywhere. I mean, I can walk to the corner store and get myself a coffee in the morning, but there's really nothing there for me unless it was like, I don't know, like emergency band-aids or something. Like what would I actually want like for like real life?
Yeah.
And so I have to use Amazon. I could use other services. I know Amazon is not the
only one. Do you get a
2-day
delivery? Are they pretty good about that? Where you are?
Sometimes it's the same day.
Wow. We're kind of out there.
It can be pretty easy. But I still like, I honestly, there's so many things to love about living in the woods. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I dislike the absolute most is just not being able to like, just walk and like do errands.
I know, me too.
You know, like I'm just going to like walk around for an hour and I'm going to like get stuff that I need, cat food, maybe food for me, maybe band-aids, like whatever it is.
Maybe get
like
a drink at the bar on the way home.
Maybe stop and like say hi to a friend kind of thing. Like, and that doesn't happen around here. It's like, it's nothing. You either get in your car and you go somewhere or you don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's like, really, we got to break. We're going to have to unpack this one episode, Sarah, just like the pros and the cons of living in the city and living in the country. We probably talk about it all the time. I mean, we're probably breaking
like,
records.
We've unpacked it, girls. We have unpacked it. But yeah, no,
we've unpacked it.
Like there are certain days where I'm like, yeah, I got to get out of here. And
yeah,
then
me
there
too.
Are other days where I'm like,
I know. See, me
you know,
too. Oh my God.
You know,
it's like why can't we
know.
Just be happy? It's like, we're such like conflicted creatures because I have the same thing where I'm like, I have to get out of here. I need to do like a day jaunt or something. And then there's more days than that where I'm like, oh my God, this is wonderful. I mean, it couldn't be better. Yeah. I couldn't imagine, you know? So it's like, oh man, you don't know what you're going to wake up and feel. So you just got to take
it's
it one
true.
Day at a time.
Want that, and that's our motto.
It really is, among other things.
Yes. We have lots of mottos, but one of it is just one day at a time.
Yep.
So we wanted to thank Adam Clark, who increased their patronage
woo-woo.
So much. Yeah, woo, woo. And just
woo
a reminder.
And who?
Wow. You should hear little Ralph. He's meow.
Oh my God. Can you please record some audio for me?
He has, like, he's just.
How does it sound? Imitate it. Really? So he's like a little crankster?
He's a crankster.
Sounds like Charlie. Yeah.
And you pat him on the butt and go, meow.
I can't wait to meet him.
He's so cute. Yeah.
What a cutie.
But he's very gentle. Like, he's not mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like, cool.
Yeah,
he likes it.
That's his voice.
My mom came over and met him the other day, and she was like, "Well, he's not purring." I'm like, "No, he is. You just have to like you feel kind of under the, you know, under
totally.
The jowls.
He's just quiet.
And he's just quiet. He's a quiet purrer.
Purrer. I've never
That's
said
a
that
word
before.
Yeah, he's a quiet purrer.
Purrer.
A cat who purrs quietly. We also want to remind folks that we are in our Discord 24/7, and we love our community in there. Discorders, unite! And if you'd like to be part of our Discord, we would love to have you. You can do so by becoming a patron. Patreon.com/havesuchagooddayis is how you can find out more about that. $5 and up Patreon level gets you into Discord. But you can support the show. We're homegrown at any level. So, yep. You know, don't let that
from
scare you.
Anywhere around the world.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to chat, don't want to chat, the choice is up to you.
You can be a wallflower. It really doesn't matter. We do not judge. And there's quite a big crew in there now. They're all our friends.
Yeah.
And we talk about all the things. It's really fun. And I mean, I can't even imagine. I don't think there's one subject that we haven't talked about. I mean, nothing like, you know, X-rated or anything.
Sex.
But like, we haven't really talked about that.
I'm like, I don't really want to do
no,
that.
No, I don't think that really would fly. But most everything else, I think we've covered a lot of bases, and we so appreciate you listening and supporting us, you guys. I mean, it's cold outside, and this show and your patronage really warms our cold black hearts. So thank
it
you.
It does. Well said, Heather. it really does. I mean, my God, you know, if we didn't have this, what would we have, everybody? And and special shout out to the Discorders.
Yeah,
you guys
seriously,
are the best.
They really are.
You know, all of our patrons, we love you so much. And if anyone is listening to the show and can't contribute, also good. Mm-hmm. Like, we get it.
Yeah.
But we are having kind of a fun, you know, it's like the fun, like, spillover conversation.
It is. And if you guys can't get enough of us, or maybe you've had enough of us, but you just kind of want to, like, you know, sit there and observe and just read, that's totally cool too.
You could hate read us.
You could hate read us. That would actually be kind of fun. Tell us if you do that, because
I've been told
take
before. I've
really?
Been told before. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, not like by like a million people, but like, like someone's like, I like hate you so much. Like, I find you like, I like, I'm drawn
like
to
like nails
you.
on the chalkboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm drawn to like how much I dislike you. And I'm like, awesome. I actually kind
that
of like,
such
I'm
a compliment.
Kind of, I actually kind of feel flattered.
Totally,
you know?
Because it's like you've sparked an emotion, you know, in someone, and that's better than someone being like, "Oh, yawn," you know.
Yeah, like they're fine. Like, who cares? Like someone being like, "I hate you so much, I can't stay away."
Yeah, exactly. So whatever your story is, it's fine for us. And if you really love us, rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps the world find the show.
It does.
Because otherwise, Sarah and I are terrible at marketing, as you can tell. It's you know, it's a grind that, you know, it's a grind.
It's hard. It's a whole other job.
It's a whole other job. And we want to focus on making a fun show. So help us spread the word and email us any time of the day, or jump into Discord, talk to us real time, send us a message. We just desperately want to hear from you. We're desperate. We're desperately seeking Sarah's feathers.
Desperately seeking the people who hate Sarah.
Sheathers.
Have like hated me over, you know, the last 20 years. You know, just come on, say hi. You might have a good time.
And shop great. Small, okay?
Yeah. Down with Amazon.
This message is not, it's not a sponsorship.
But yes, hiathavesuchagoodday.com is where you can send us a message. If you're not in our Discord, or if you are, you can do both. All good. I think we're going to get out of here before things get any wackier.
Actually,
Heather,
I want to mention one quick thing. Okay. We have this wonderful patron. All I know is the name is PPE. I'm not even sure what that means.
Oh, PPE. I love PPE.
They've been around for a minute, and I love, I just feel like their comments are some of my favorites. So this time they were commenting on one of our posts, and they said, "Sympathies, Sarah, for your loss of your beloved," meaning Lucy, "and for contending with that just as you were coming up for air from surgery and R&R. As I imagine you still are. Heather, yes, next time just use the ridiculously large bathtub. It is weird. Weird works a treat sometimes, though." They are referring to a big bathtub that I had in a big hotel room that I never used, and I thought it was a little bit over the top, but there you have it.
You get in that tub, Heather.
I'm
you
doing it.
You get in that tub right now.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'll report back.
Oh, gosh. I, this is, before we sign off, This is like very TMI, but when I was staying at my mom's, you know, when I had first had my surgery and I was, you know, I'm kind of just limping along.
Yeah.
I couldn't take a shower because there's all sorts of, you know, sutures and you can't take a shower. And they said, well, you can like, you can put like 6 inches of water in the tub and like sit in it and, you know, at least like, at least kind of, you know, get kind of clean. And I was like, okay.
That sounds cold.
Well, I mean,
because you're not like covered water was in warm. Water.
Yeah. Water was warm. So like it was fine. But like, you know, like there were a couple of days where like my mom and I kind of looked at each other like, are we going to do this? You know, like, are you really going to give me a bird bath right now? Like, neither of us want to do this at all. You know, and it's like, yeah, I'm dirty. Like, let's do it. You know, like at least like the bottom half of my body can like be cleansed. It was not my favorite thing. But at the same time, like sitting there in the bath with like really hot water, you know, and kind of just like scrubbing. Glorious. I was like, you know, because I'm not a bath person at all. I would have the nicest bathtub at a hotel and just be like, no, I'm not getting in that. Like, I'm just not doing it. Like, I'm just like hot and bored.
Yeah.
I don't. But like when I actually kind of needed to do it, I was like, this is actually pretty
it's
nice.
So nice. I know some people who do it every night, which seems excessive to me. And I don't like getting pruney, but a good bubble bath with like, I don't know, a glass of wine or feels real nice.
Sure. That's very relaxing. Great. Yeah.
Anyway, on
well,
that note.
something to ponder, everybody. Until our next meet. Yeah, yeah. How do you like to take your bath?
Are you a shower or bath person? Do tell.
Oh, such a shower person. I'm just like, I can't be bothered. Like, I don't want to sit in there all night. Like,
I hear you. I do get bored too. Like, after a while, I'm just like, okay, I'm getting a little overheated here.
But I also, I know, like you, Heather, like, I have friends who are like, no, it's, like, such a great unwinding thing, which is probably the same thing as, like, me watching, you know, Beatles documentaries.
Yeah,
in my
exactly.
Underwear, eating burritos on my couch. Like, same idea.
It's the
all
exact
the same,
same
idea.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Decompression.
Treat all yourself. Right,
yeah. Treat yourself.
That's right. Well, all right, everybody. We're going to get out of here, but thanks for joining us for episode 125 of Have Such a Good Day. It's been a journey. And
but we're so glad you've been with us this whole time. The little engine that could.
We love y'all. And we'll see you next week for episode 126. Until then, I will remain Sarah.
And signing off as Heather forever. Have such a good day. Ciao.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.